You're listening to SBS News.
Australian cricketer Usman Khawaja says sporting bodies should consider banning Israel from sporting tournaments, accusing it of breaching international law in Gaza. He met with the Prime Minister in Canberra to advocate for the rights of Palestinians as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza persists. In this episode of Weekend 101, he spoke with Rayan Tamer.
Quite a change of scenery for you, Usman. What's brought you here to Parliament House?
I came just to voice my opinion and say to the government that, you know, I think enough's enough. For 2 years, we've been seeing the death of innocent young children. More recently, through starvation, I've come here today to ask the government for extra sanction Prime Minister Netanyahu, and to stop any trade with Israel until and unless aid flows back through Gaza and they stop killing innocent children.
Israel has long denied, the fact that they were responsible for the starvation. They blame Hamas. What's your response to that?
I mean, I don't need to say anything. People have enough footage, they have enough documentation, enough objective data, UN, UNICEF. I met with James Elder, who's a spokesman of UNICEF. I had dinner with him 3 nights ago. And some of the tales he told me, he's been there 4 or 5 times. This is not fake news. This is happening. He's witnessed it. It's sad to think that that narrative would actually even be out there, because a classroom full of children are dying every day. It's sad to think in a world that that doesn't have an effect on everyone, but it's happening, and you can look at your phone. It's right there to see. So, I mean, that's all I really have to say on that. You can make up your own mind.
You're a father of beautiful girls. What kind of impact does seeing those pictures have on you?
Well, that's the reason I spoke up at the start, right at the very start, 2 years ago. Just seeing these young Palestinian kids wrapped in white sheets, and their mothers and fathers are crying over their bodies, and still gets me emotional, because I think, what if that was my daughter, or if that's my, you know, if that was my Aisha or my Isla that I was carrying to the graveyard? And no parent should ever witness that. It's hard enough losing your kid, even harder losing them to a bullet or a bomb, or now through starvation, just seeing them starve to death. No one should ever have to go through that, and Israel have a responsibility, and they're not upholding that, and they're not upholding international law. So when I see that, it breaks my heart. That's why I have to speak up.
When you call for sanctions, there's already some tension between the Israeli government and the Australian government. Do you think further moves from the Australian government could maybe increase tensions here in Australia between Jewish communities and Arab communities?
I've never segregated any communities. What I say is purely humanitarian. The death, the starvation of children, of innocent children, is a humanitarian issue. It's not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It doesn't matter what religion. Children don't get to pick what religion they are. They don't get to pick where they're born. They don't have a say. So my issue is never political. My issue is always, do you believe all lives are equal? Do you believe freedom is a human right? Literally what I wrote on my shoes. They're both humanitarian statements. So anyone who tries to politicise it or muddy the water, I just reject that notion, because this has everything to do with human rights. The right to exist, the right to have food, the right to have water, the right to have aid, the right to be treated equally. It's not political. So at the end of the day, it's all about the children and the people, the innocent people in Gaza.
In the morning, you mentioned the Prime Minister cancelled the meeting and the Treasurer said the meeting was back on. What happened there?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I'm glad I got a meeting with the Prime Minister. There was a lot of things in private that I wanted to say to him, wanted to speak to him about. I'm a fan of the Prime Minister, and the fact that he is actually recognising Palestine's statehood, is recognising those people. So long we dehumanised Palestine, but not treating them like equals, not treating them like people. You got to first recognise someone to treat them like someone. The fact that he did that takes courage, and I respect him that. I still believe there's a bit more courage to be had, and nothing that's worthwhile is easy. It always takes sacrifices and hard work. Number one, I just want the Prime Minister to know I respect what he did, but also that I still believe there's a bit more to be done in terms of taking action, in terms of the government's actions actually matching their rhetoric.
How did he respond?
He was great. We had a great to and fro. We talked about it. Hopefully I got my points across, and he got some points across, but and we've always had a pretty good relationship. I met him a lot before, so it ended pretty well.
Critics of Israel have been calling for Israeli representative teams to be banned from sporting tournaments. Do you think Australia should do the same for, I guess, Brisbane 2032?
It's a long way away. I'm hoping, I'm still not talking about this 2032. So first and foremost, everything I'll be advocating right now is to let full humanitarian aid into Gaza. We need to do that first and foremost. I mean, if this is going still on in 2032, I mean, God help us. So hopefully we're not getting to that point.
Do you think we should be, or other countries and other bodies should be banning Israel now in sporting tournaments then?
I think we should definitely be looking at it. No country that doesn't follow international law or humanitarian law is committing war crimes. Just seriously be looked at and their position and their privilege around the world.